This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy. Cybersecurity teams worked feverishly to stem the impact of the single biggest global ransomware attack on record. Some details are emerging about how the Russia Link gang responsible breached the company whose automated network management software was the conduit. Thousands of victims have been identified in at least 17 countries, with ransom demands of up to 5 million reported. The FBI says the scale of the attack means it may not be able to respond to each victim individually. The attack comes less than a month after U.S. President Joe Biden pressed Russian President Vladimir Putin to stop providing safe havens to ransomware gangs. Demolition crews have set off explosives to bring down the remaining portion of the collapsed South Florida condo. The demolition late Sunday was key to resuming the search for victims of the June 24th collapse and even expected to open new areas for rescue teams to work in. No one has been found alive since the first hours after the disaster. So far, rescuers recovered the remains of 24 people, with 121 still missing. Search efforts were suspended Saturday to allow the demolition crews to drill holes for the explosives. U.S. President Joe Biden celebrated the second July 4th holiday of the coronavirus pandemic by declaring that America is coming back together. Service members and first responders were among more than 1,000 guests at a White House event Sunday, marking the nation's birthday. Biden highlighted the success of the vaccination campaign he has championed, but also warned that the fight against COVID-19 is not over. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Cuba has evacuated 180,000 people amid fears a tropical storm Elsa could cause heavy flooding as it passes over the island Monday after battering several Caribbean islands, killing at least three people. The Cuban government opened shelters and moved to protect sugarcane and cocoa crops ahead of the storm, which was offshore Sunday night, moving along Cuba's southern coast, forecast across central Cuba Monday. The storm's next target is Florida, where the governor, Ron DeSantis, has in fact declared a state of emergency in at least 15 counties, including Miami-Dade County, where a high-rise condominium building collapsed last week. Elsa was a Category 1 storm until Saturday morning, causing widespread damage in several eastern Caribbean islands on Friday. The Vatican says that Pope Francis has reacted well to planned intestinal surgery at a Rome hospital. In a statement late Sunday, a Holy See spokesman says that the 84-year-old Francis had general anesthesia during the surgery necessitated by a narrowing of the sigmoid portion of the large intestine. The Vatican gave little detail about the pontiff's condition. The spokesman, Matteo Bruni, did not say how long Sunday surgery lasted or give any details of the procedure. Bruni also did not say for how long the Pope was unconscious under anesthesia or how long Francis is expected to stay in the Roman polyclinic. Francis is expected to convalesce in a special 10th-floor suite reserved for popes. Following the deadly riots at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, many big corporations pledged not to donate to members of Congress who objected to the results of the presidential election. 6 months later, some have already broken their own vows, often by donating to political action committees that benefit those same lawmakers. The list includes Pfizer, Walmart, General Electric, and AT&T companies. Say there is a difference between donating to Republican lawmakers who sought to overturn the election results and giving to PACs that directly benefit them. But critics of America's poorest campaign finance system say it's an empty distinction. There is more available at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.